July 10. To God be the glory. Whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister. And whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. Matthew 20, 26 and 27. No human being is to seat himself on the highest seat, accepting the praise of others and forgetting that his treasures belong to God. God's blessing is promised to those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, but nothing is so offensive as to hunger and thirst after the praise of men. When the Lord weighs in the balances of the sanctuary the actions of those who have striven to be first, when they see how he regards such strife, they will bow low at his footstool, ashamed of their course of action. All cannot be first, all cannot be masters. Walk humbly before God, acknowledging him as your master. It is a great misfortune to be unable to see in others higher excellencies and powers of greater usefulness than in yourself. If we will partake of the divine nature, God will fit us to find happiness in activity and rest in wearing Christ's yoke, using aright the powers God has given us, praying, waiting, watching, and working, wearing Christ's yoke and learning daily of him to be meek and lowly of heart will bring great joy into our lives. Were it not for God's gracious gifts and blessings, we should be bankrupt for eternity. Then let no one sound his own praises, feeding upon his supposed wisdom. If his talents were of his own manufacture, there would be some consistency in self-praise. But man has nothing of his own. Let us not reveal our lack of true wisdom by exalting self. Let us bow low in humility at the feet of him who has entrusted to us our talents. Let us use and improve these talents, handing principal and interest back to the giver. As a sacred trust, every talent is to be employed aright. Those whom God has made his stewards are to search the scriptures earnestly, that they may communicate its truth to others, leading them to the path that has been cast up for the ransomed of the Lord. By precept and example, we are to teach others that through the grace of Christ, they may be obedient to all God's commandments and be clothed with the righteousness of Christ. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. Revelation 22:14, Manuscript 88, July 10, 1898, The Parable of the Householder.